This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Africa, COVID-19 infections have risen for five consecutive weeks since the onset of a third wave in early May. Announcing the news, the World Health Organization, WHO, said that the latest wave of sickness had seen 474,000 recorded cases of coronavirus infection in 48 days, a 21% increase compared with the second wave. Africa can still blunt the impact of these fast-rising infections, but the window of opportunity is closing, said Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa. She insisted that everyone, everywhere, can do their bit to prevent transmission. At the current rate of infection, the ongoing surge is set to surpass the previous one by early July, according to WHO, which said that the pandemic is resurgent in 12 African countries. Weak observance of public health measures is behind the infection spike, along with increased movement of people and the spread of variants. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, the Delta variant has been detected in most samples sequenced in the past month. Across Africa, the same variant has been recorded in 14 countries. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, on Thursday welcomed the growing number of countries that have offered COVID-19 vaccines to refugees, before urging others to do the same. To date, refugees and asylum seekers have begun receiving vaccinations in 91 out of the 162 countries that UNHCR has been monitoring. But it warned that countries should do more to remove barriers that limit access to vaccines for the world's 82.4 million forcibly displaced people. This includes in sub-Saharan Africa, where COVID-19 cases are on the rise and where vaccination sites are located far from where refugees live. Some countries also require people to register for vaccines using an identity document, which many refugees do not own. Other states have set up online vaccination registration systems that can deter or prevent people without access to the internet or those who are not computer literate. Highlighting positive steps by many countries, UNHCR noted that Moldova and Serbia had delivered the vaccine to asylum centres, while Senegal and Cameroon had allowed refugees to register in designated locations near their communities. Portugal had also introduced a specific registration system for undocumented people to ensure that no one is excluded from the vaccine rollout, the UN agency said. Finally, an appeal from top rights experts to all governments to ensure that victims of torture receive the rehabilitation services they need and guarantees that those who help them do not suffer reprisals. In a statement to mark the International Day in Support of Victims of Torture on the 26th of June, the three UN-appointed independent experts insisted that people who have endured the ordeal of torture have an enforceable right to fair and adequate compensation, which covers rehabilitation. It is particularly important that governments respect and uphold the right to redress, the rights experts said, adding that authorities should ensure that medical and other professionals who treat victims of torture can carry out their work unhindered. The same guarantees should be given to civil society organisations and rights defenders so that they can carry out the vital work of documenting torture and supporting the rehabilitation of victims. The term rehabilitation includes adequate medical, psychological, social and other relevant specialised treatment. The Convention Against Torture stipulates these remedies to compensate for blatant human rights violations suffered by victims and to restore their dignity. Daniel Johnson, UN News.